With Democrats and Republicans $10 billion apart in the state budget and neither party wanting to give, GOP Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch suggested that leaders come together where they can.
We need to accept the fact that there is a place we need to start. And by accepting the budget that has already passed both houses is a real good start.
After some haggling, that's what members of the conference committee did. They approved more than 580 proposals that had already been approved by the Democratic Senate and the Republican Assembly. That means state funding for senior care remains intact, along with money for DNA analysts and a tax deduction on health care premiums. Whether or not that's real progress is debatable. On the big stuff, there was no movement. Democrats again pushed their universal health care plan, even though Republicans roundly oppose it. And GOP leaders insisted that any final budget spend no more than the $56 billion they set aside, which is far less than Democrats want. Popular Democratic Senator Bob Jauch wasn't buying it.
You want to simply impose your value system, your ideology, your thoughtless proposals on the rest of us, and basically end up with gridlock.
Lawmakers head back to the conference table on Thursday. Among the items they're likely to at least discuss is how to fund a tuition remission for Wisconsin veterans. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.